Blue Horizon, written by Wilbur Smith and read by Sean Barrett.
Chapter 1. The three stood at the very edge of the sea and watched the moon laying a pathway of shimmering iridescence across the dark waters. "Full of the moon in 2 days," Jim Courtney said confidently. "The big reds will be hungry as lions." A wave came sliding up the beach and foamed around his ankles. "Let's get her launched instead of standing here jabbering," his cousin Mansour Courtney suggested. His hair shone like newly minted copper in the moonlight, his smile sparkling as brightly. Lightly he elbowed the black youth who stood beside him, wearing only a white loincloth. "Come on, Zama." They bent to it together. The small craft slid forward reluctantly, and they heaved again, but this time it stuck fast in the wet sand. "Wait for the next big one," Jim ordered, and they gathered themselves. "Here it comes!" The swell humped up far out, then raced towards them, gathering height. It burst white on the brake line, then creamed in, throwing the bows of the skiff high and making them stagger with its power. They had to cling to the gunwale with the water swirling waist high around them. "Together now!" Jim yelled, and they threw their combined weight on the boat. "Run with her!" She came unstuck and rode free, and they used the backwash of the wave to take her out until they were shoulder deep. "Get on the oars!" Jim spluttered as the next wave broke over his head. They reached up, grabbed the side of the skiff, and hauled themselves on board, the seawater running off them. Laughing with excitement, they seized the long oars that were lying ready and thrust them between the thole pins. "Heave away!" The oars bit, swung, and came clear, dripping with silver in the moonlight, leaving tiny luminous whirlpools on the surface. The skiff danced clear of the turbulent brake line, and they fell into the easy rhythm of long practice. "Which way?" Mansour asked. Both he and Zama looked naturally to Jim for the decision. Jim was always the leader. "The cauldron," Jim said with finality. "I thought so," Mansour laughed. "You still got a grudge against Big Julie?"
Zama spat over the side without missing the stroke.
"Have a care, Samoya. Big Julie still has a grudge against you." Zama spoke in Lozi, his native tongue. Samoya meant wild wind. It was the name that Jim had been given in childhood for his temper. Jim scowled at the memory. None of them had ever laid eyes on the fish they had named Big Julie, but they knew it was a hen, not a cock, because only the female grew to such size and power. They had felt her power transferred from the depths through the straining cod line. The seawater squirted out of the weave and smoked as it sped out over the gunwale, cutting a deep furrow in the hardwood as blood dripped from their torn hands. "In 1715, my father was on the Old Maid of Oman when she went aground at Danger Point," Mansour said in Arabic, his mother's language. "The mate tried to swim ashore to carry a line through the surf, and a big red stainbrass came up under him when he was halfway across. The water was so clear they could see it coming up from 3 fathoms down. It bit off the mate's left leg above the knee and swallowed it in a gulp, like a dog with a chicken wing. The mate was screaming and beating the water all frothed up with his own blood, trying to scare the fish off, but it circled under him and took the other leg. Then it pulled him under and took him deep. They never saw him again."
"You tell that story every time I want to go to the cauldron," Jim grunted darkly.
"And every time it scares 7 different colours of dung out of you," said Zama in English. The three had spent so much time together that they were fluent in each other's language, English, Arabic, and Lozi. They switched between them effortlessly. Jim laughed, more to relieve his feelings than from amusement.
"Where, pray, did you learn that disgusting expression, you heathen?"
Zama grinned. "From your exalted father," he retorted. And for once, Jim had no answer. Instead, he looked to the lightening horizon.
"Sunrise in 2 hours. I want to be over the cauldron before then. That's the best time for another tilt at Julie."